Oneness of God in Islam. The essence of Islamic faith. The declaration that there is no God but God is the essence of Islam. It means that God has no partner. He exists by himself. This is expressed by the Arabic word Tawhid, oneness and unity, which in the Islamic context means the oneness of God. Nothing can rival God as a source of power or love. He is not an abstract concept. He is always near us, he cares for us, and we owe our existence to him alone. Islam establishes a close and direct relationship between the Creator and his creation, in which no mediating power plays any role. God's absolute unity is reflected in the unity of his creation, in which each individual part is in harmonious conjunction with all of the others. There is nothing remotely like him. The Quran thus enjoins us, Islam establishes a close and direct relationship between the Creator and his creation, in which no mediating power plays any role. Say, he is God, the One, God, the self-sufficient One. He does not give birth, nor was he born, and there is nothing like him. 112:1-4. God alone is the creator and sustainer of the universe, including human beings. He is the sole possessor of powers. He is omniscient and omnipotent. That is, although invisible to the naked eye, he knows everything, he sees everything, he has full control over everything. Monotheism, Tawhid in Arabic, is the doctrine that all power lies in the hands of one God alone, that he alone deserves to be worshipped. It is God alone who fulfills our needs. It is God alone who is behind the functioning of the entire universe. Here are further verses from the Quran which very clearly state the concept of God. Truly your God is but one, Lord of the heavens and of the earth. 37:4. This is God your Lord, there is no God but he, the creator of all things, therefore, worship him alone. 6:102. Your God is one God, there is no God but he, the compassionate, the merciful. 2:163. God, there is no deity save him, the living, the eternal one. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes him. To him belong whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is on the earth. Who can intercede with him except by his permission? He knows all that is before them and all that is behind them. They can grasp only that part of his knowledge which he wills. His throne extends over the heavens and the earth, and their upholding does not weary him. He is the sublime, the Almighty One. 2:255. To delay work is idle and irresponsible, but to do it with unseemly haste is a sign of crass impatience. In the world of God, where each event has its allotted time, both extremes are doomed to failure.